USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
After issuing several executive orders on the COVID-19 vaccine last week, President Joe Biden is set to announce more COVID-19 measures before the UN General Assembly this week.
We'll be taking steps, and the President will be making announcements ahead of the UN General Assembly about additional measures that we're taking to help vaccinate the world.
Speaking to CNN this morning, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy did not say what those new measures would be. A 9/11 report coming as a result of an executive order handed down by President Joe Biden earlier this week was the first previously declassified document about the 9/11 hijackers. The heavily redacted document sheds light on the logistical support that was given to some of the hijackers. 15 of the hijackers were Saudi nationals, although the FBI says they did not find evidence that linked the Saudi government to the terrorist attacks. Family members of the victims have released a statement saying they believe the Saudi government was complicit. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Firefighters tended to multiple patients after an apartment complex in suburban Atlanta exploded this afternoon. Pictures show part of the structure leveled and debris on top of cars. The cause is not immediately clear, nor the condition of those victims. Gas prices across the country up 2 cents nationwide at $3.25 per gallon. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says the increase in gas prices follows a two-week break where prices went down. San Francisco Bay Area paying the highest average for gas at $4.48 per gallon, the lowest in Houston at $2.74. Big movements in the top 25 in college football. Oregon, with their victory over Ohio State, jumped all the way to number 4 from number 12. Iowa Hawkeyes jumping up to the number 5 spot. Alabama remains number 1, followed by Georgia and Oklahoma. Ohio State dropped to number 9, and Iowa State dropped to 14th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities say a man who traveled to the nation's capital on January 6th and threatened to shoot House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in the head on live television has pleaded guilty to charges. 53-year-old Cleveland Meredith Jr. is charged with interstate communication of threats, which came over a text message to a relative. Meredith calls it political hyperbole. Authorities say he planned to drive from Colorado to D.C. on January 6th to attend rallies in support of former President Donald Trump. Tropical Storm Nicholas forming in the Gulf of Mexico is threatening to bring heavy rain and flooding to coastal areas of Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. National Hurricane Center in Miami has issued tropical storm warnings for the coastal Texas and northeast coast of Mexico. Nicholas is expected to produce 5 to 10 inches of rain across portions of coastal Texas into southwest Louisiana today through midweek. The storm projected to move slowly up the coastland and dumping torrential amounts of rain over the coming days. Prince Andrew is named in a sex abuse lawsuit that heads to New York federal court on Monday.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in the sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.